All right, you all. All right, all right, all right. So welcome to the newly rebranded The Love Hunter. I had to change my style. I had to change my vehicle. And I'm excited to bring you all on this journey with me. It's been quite a while, and it's been a very, very, very advantageous time since I've been out and been gone. I've been working. I've been busy. There have been championships, gold medals. Those of you that know that I am a track guy, I've been out here winning golds and silvers and reaching, you know, the best of my abilities, and then helping young men reach theirs as well. And I mean, that's the fun part, but you know, I'm also a husband and a father. So, you know, that keeps me busy, and just general work. You know, I'm just like you all. So I have to work and bring home that paycheck and go get those groceries and, you know, cook a little food, you know, maybe get a little, you know, rice going, little noodles going tonight, and, you know, feed the family. But I'm happy to be back with you all. You have no idea how amazing this support is to go through all the things I went through over these last couple years, not know what to say, like literally not have the words to say. As someone who is so long-winded, I'm just like, I don't know what to say anymore. My drive is still there. My determination is still there, but I'm on mute. It's like on the Teams meetings, you're on mute. I was just like, wait, where do I start? How do I get back in this thing? Like, what's this block? Like, I have all of the material. I have all the content. I am Menards, right? It's like, I am the cipher. I have all the material. Why isn't it coming out? Like, why can't I just go push play? And at that time, I was like, you know what? It's not time. I tried to push. I tried to come back. Don't call it a comeback. You know, I'm not back. I'm just better, right? Like Shakiri. But, you know, I'm happy to be back. The Love Hunter is where we will talk about, you know, those casual things, those big things in the news, big things in the media. We'll talk about award shows. We'll talk about the dumpster fires. We'll talk about the hot mess. And, you know, and I want to make sure I keep love right in the middle, right in the center. Relationships are my number one. They're my top. And for all you singles out there, I want to see you all together. So just know in advance, if you want to be mad at me, you can. I am going to try to hook up good people with good people. If you got things you're still working on, or you still haven't dealt with the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, and you got toxic things going on and you don't know how to listen to anybody and you don't know how to ask, hey, what am I doing wrong? I'm sorry, I'm going to put the arrows away. Cupid, I'm gonna put my clothes back on and put the hearts and arrows down and go sit down. I won't be in my, you know, Cupid Speedo with my, you know, angelic, wonderful shoes jumping around, flying around and hitting everybody with arrows. Boom, got you. Two. Got you. Got those arrows. I won't be shooting arrows. Not if I can see that you're toxic. Not if I can see that you got problems. Because now I know there's toxic people in general. So, I'll come back to that in just a minute. But you all, just know I love you all. I care about you all. Love conquers. Love wins at the end of the day. And it's why we act the way we do. The lack of it. It's a recipe that needs to be replenished, that needs to be constantly touched and made. You know, it's breakfast. Love is breakfast. Love is lunch. Love is dinner. It doesn't just appear. You got to make it. That's how we show that we're in this thing for real. So, you know, you all, what's really crazy is I just came from the Chappelle show. He had five opening acts. They were all amazing. Like, his first act was a trans woman. His second act was a black dude. And I love comedy, so I love comedy styles. He had that, like, regular black comedy, and he was good at it. And then the next guy was Puerto Rican, and he was all up in Puerto Rico, all up in the Mexicans' business, arguing with them, laughing with them, white, black, all of that. Then it was, I think a guy's name was Muhammad, big linebacker, lineman-looking Middle Eastern dude who had amazing comedy, absolutely loved him. And then Donnell Rollins came up and performed, and he was lights out. He was awesome. His comedy, I think, was so much better than I thought it was. He really he really kind of got me with the punt return. And I've never heard his routines. I've never sat and heard his routines, and they're very good. Then finally we get to Dave, and it was just awesome. It was amazing. So, you know, I'm listening to Dave's style. I'm listening to Dave's, you know, delivery and all that. And I mean, he just had such a well-written and such a great show. I mean, he's a master at his craft, and he proved it. There's ways he would get in and out of jokes and bring back jokes that, you know, I'm not going to retell it because I'm not him, but I'm just a phenomenal comedian. And he talked about the controversy. And I think the thing about the controversies that he's gone through with not just the trans community and the LGBTQIA community, but also being attacked on stage as well. He talks about both of those things. And the message that he delivered at the end of the message was one that also kind of, it also kind of came back as I was watching another show, the Ahsoka Tano show on Disney Plus. And with this message, I'm like, you can eat off of this message for days, and many people need to hear this. I don't think they really understand. You can be 100% right. This is the message. Let's get this. You can be 100% right and have the wrong delivery, right? 100% right and have the wrong delivery, because on the way to your goal, on the way to your target, might cause some damage and stir up some emotions and feelings. And I think the other example is for those people that, you know, call 911 and they have like a huge fire or whatever, you know, and there's like, you know, save us, fireman. And it's, you know, the firemen are coming to save the day and spray down that house and spray down that building and save everybody's life. They saved 82 people, right? It's an 82-unit department. They saved 82 people. No one was harmed. It was just the side of the building caught fire. And they got, you know, they got that chemical fire under wraps, which is like, woo, great. But on the way there, they damaged 82 cars on the way there and hit the driver's side of all the cars that they had to, you know, when they have to get through traffic. They can't be nice with how they get through traffic to go save somebody's life all the time. So they got to come through, and they knocked all the side mirrors off of 82 cars and scraped up everybody's car. Like, no major damage, but, you know, a little bit more than cosmetic damage. And that's what we're talking about. You hurt people. You harmed people. And it's like, dang, man. It's like, I'll apologize for him. I'm sorry, y'all. Feelings get hurt, emotions get hurt. And I think the thing is, use him as a champion, use him as an example, use him as a leader or a guide, because he's been canceled and beat down several times now. He went through it several times in the showbiz industry before he had his Chappelle show on Comedy Central. And then afterwards, like two or three times, and it was in different ways. And I mean, this is where we need to, you know, be able to sit down and understand that, wow, we can really meet in the middle on a lot of things. Maybe we don't agree on like how we're supposed to, you know, specifically talk or what we're supposed to say to each other. But wow, when we get up every morning, we do have that goal and ambition to feel a certain way reach our goals. And at the end of the day, this is how we want people to feel about us. And I think on that note, we're a lot alike. So yeah. And even his opening act, the first comedian is a trans woman. And she did an amazing job. She had great jokes. She did a great job. And there are jokes that, and if you study comedy, you understand there are some jokes that only this person can make, right? Like if you're an Asian man that grew up in the South, people are going to look at you and hear a voice and a tone, and you're the only person that can make those jokes and make that tone. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't remember the lady's name. She was very voluptuous and very look at me. She had her sparkle dress on, and I mean, everybody could see her. So it was like, it was really crazy because the comedy was good. The routine was good. And then all of them were good. They were all amazing. But as I digress, I absolutely loved this show, but I took that message away from his comedy. It was such an amazing routine. You can be right. You can be right and have the wrong delivery. And that's why I don't argue with people anymore. It's pointless. Like, unless maybe I'm in court or I'm arguing to get something, like money or my place on something, or if it doesn't have a strong monetary gain or balance to it that will help me and my family, I probably shouldn't be arguing for it. If it's not in a courtroom or it's not going to help people, I probably shouldn't be arguing for it, because you can be right and have the wrong delivery. How humbling of a fact is that, that all of us, no matter how much of an expert, no matter how well you speak, great of a public speaker, great of a comedian, how well you do in your job, or how perfect you think you are, you can always screw up the delivery. That's just humanity. But it's been a great week, y'all. It's been a huge week. It's been amazing. I've had so many great things go on. And like, this is how I'm starting my week, is with Dave Chappelle. aside from that, you all, I can't say enough about this Ahsoka Tano show. I can't say enough about it. Dave Filoni for president, please. What he's doing with this show and each episode, it just makes me want so much for him to just get closer and closer and closer to the third trilogy with Rey and Kylo Ren. I don't want him to write them out of the story. I'd like him to retcon and put his Filoniism on that story, please. Now, by the time we get to that story, I believe Ahsoka Tano would be old, which is perfectly fine. For her to be an older Jedi, that's perfectly fine at that time. Because Luke is probably like maybe 15, 20 years younger than Ahsoka Tano. So, you know, if he's 50, she'd be 70, right? You know, our actors are getting up in age, and that's why I'm like, I'm still so upset at how Hollywood treated Mark Hamill, because we had to wait all the way until the Batman animated series and the Arkham Asylum games and video games to hear the brilliance of this amazing voice actor. Like, he absolutely crushed that role. He's the best Joker there ever will be. And he didn't just do it in one movie or two movies. He did it for 20 years. Y'all, come on. So give this man some love, please. So I'd love to see Filoni bring him back in some way. I know they like CGI'd, you know, the episode, I think in like Boba Fett or whatever, but they've CGI'd him twice, two or three times, twice in on the Disney Plus shows, and then once in the middle film. There's one where Leia did her thing. If you know what I'm talking about, it's where Leia did her thing. She forced her way back to life, back to reality. But yeah, I'm absolutely loving what Filoni is doing with his shows. I'm a, my boy, you know, Steve hooked me up and he walked me back through all of it. I started with, you know, the Clone Wars, then went through, you know, Rebels, then Bad Batch. Then we came back and finished Clone Wars, that seventh season where we get to see Darth Vader. And then I got on to, like, you know, Rogue One, Andor. I think I said Bad Batch already. And then the shows that came on Disney Plus. So, you know, you have like Ahsoka and I said Andor already. But once we got to those shows, I mean, I was hooked. And just the way he tells stories and how accurate he tells stories is just so dope. And I'm like, the way he's telling stories, it makes me want to look at other people like Balin. That Balin, you know, half Jedi, half Sith, and his apprentice. Like, how did they survive the Purge? What did they have to do to not get killed by, you know, the Order 66? How did they hide? Where did they hide? Were they underwater? Were they, you know, what did they do to stay alive? And what's their end game? Like, what are they really all about? Because they're kind of master and apprentice like Jedis, but a little bit more street, a little bit more hood, because they're aligning themselves with people that were or weren't in, you know, the Republic. She's 20 years older than Luke. Ahsoka Tano is 20, I'll say 15 or 20 years older than Luke. And the message that she got was to just keep fighting, which is crazy. But I get it. You want the people that are correct to keep moving forward. Whereas Anakin got way too emotional. He got way too emotional. He got way too manipulated. And all of his power was going the wrong direction. Now he can clearly analyze things in spirit form and share them with Ahsoka. Like, that's dope to me, like super dope. The fact that he's in spirit form and he can share things with her, which we have seen before. These Jedi masters can meditate long enough and well enough to the point where they can, you know, speak to the other realm. Dope. Keep fighting. You were right. That's the message I took away from that. Keep fighting. You're right. Keep fighting. You're right. But, I mean, as you all know, for those of you that do know, she was kicked out. I mean, she was trying to tell everybody, essentially, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. Like, the way you guys are looking at it is wrong. And they kicked her out. Cast out from the whole council. So, yeah, then she had to go do side missions and ghetto stuff and go sell spice and do all these crazy things that no Jedi should ever have to do when they're right. But she was right the whole time. So that's like, also I'm seeing it. It's like, you can be 100% right and get kicked out, outcast because of your delivery. And that's the hard part. We can't always make people feel good. I wish we could. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to shut anybody down. I don't want to hurt anybody. But you can't always make people feel good. But I tell you what we can do. We can sympathize and empathize. We should sympathize and empathize with one another. Instead of just openly attacking each other, you start with, hey, well, this is how I feel. And this is how I feel about it. This is my personal feeling. Before we even talk about anybody else, this is how I feel about me. And this is my goal. Once you get to the feelings and emotions, then it makes that much more sense. Your feelings and emotions, and why do you feel that way? Because I'm trying to tell y'all, it's going to come out sooner or later. The way you feel about a thing is going to come out sooner or later. And for most people, it's the number one reason why they fight and drive to a point. You can say the logic. You can say it's logic. That's fine. But for a lot of people, it is rooted in their core feeling, their core belief. So it's okay to say that. Hey, this is my core belief. I can't really tell you how you should feel about your core beliefs and your core things, but like, this is how I feel. I'm just telling you that I won't change. But if you're willing to speak on some other things, like what type of gas I should put in my car, or maybe trying different recipes or whatever, that's fine. Yeah. Or, you know, how maybe we should greet people better or talk to people better. Yeah, that's fine. But this is my core value, XYZ. So that I do believe we can change, is our delivery. We can't really change our core values, but maybe we can change our delivery. Because trying to change someone's core value, mindset, or emotion, that would just take way too long. I've done it. It takes way too long. It's not everybody's built for it. And it's not about torture. You know, torturing people and torturing somebody. It's and running them down and constantly slapping down their rhetoric and their logic. It takes too long. It has to be a science. It has to be a part of you. It has to be your goal to empathize and learn them and grow with them. It has to be organic. It can't be an open and shut case. Like, stop trying to win cases and appeal to the jury. Like, actually work with that person, talk with that person, if that's sincerely what you want to do, you know? But last but not least, like I said, I got to make room for love. It's been a real treat to see what real marriages are doing. Like, when I see people making it and I see people, you know, getting past the 5-year hump, the 10-year hump, the 15-year hump, the 20-year hump, and then I see like the celebrities divorcing or people I thought would be together forever divorcing, and you get a chance to talk to them or you get a chance to talk to these people and you find out that, you know, the very same things that make productive teams in sports make great marriages. I know people have better jerseys. I know people have better looking teams. I know people have better looking coaches. I know they have better stadiums. I know they live in better places. I know there's this, that, and the third, but I'm here to tell you that Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl championship rings. And I think 6 of them are from the New England Patriots. That's Boston. It's not Miami. It's not Texas. It's not California. And I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking New York, Florida, Texas, and Cali might be the biggest tourist attractions of our country. And that is not where the Super Bowl championships came from. They came from a team that was built around Tom Brady, but they came from a team that was knocked down, just amazing. You got to have a line for a quarterback to throw that well. Same thing with Michael Jordan. Chicago is an amazing city, a beautiful city, but it is the windy city. It's the windiest city, right? Next to like Fargo and South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Vermilion, South Dakota. Come on, somebody. So we all have these components that we want to be the best and want to be there. But what are we willing to invest in those categories at that executive board meeting? If we go to the executive board meeting and we don't have a finance woman, a finance man, we don't have a marketing woman, a marketing man, a salesperson, a logistics person, a management person, an HR person, when you don't have something to speak for those things that we need in our relationships, that we need in our companies, that we need on our teams, when you don't speak to those things, you're not going to be successful. And we've been doing it too often, where we think we got it all because we have Facebook and TikTok and a couple friends. Well, if you're married and you don't have married friends, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be married very long. It pulls on you. It does pull on you. And while people are trying to do things that aren't married and you are, or people are trying to do things that have kids or don't have kids and you are, oh my God, it's going to wear on you. And I finally got to sit and be in a wedding just this last weekend. And I got to kind of hear some of the vows all over again. I got to listen to the pastor all over again. And then I got to sit and listen to what he's saying to this young couple. And the thing that blew me away the most was something that he said. He said, let's have the marriage counseling before the marriage versus after. Because I'm 100% sure any of the marriage couples that request marriage counseling after the marriage, it's usually in year 5 to 10, right? It's usually in year 5 to 10, or they've got kids and it's in those years 15 to 20. Right. That's when, I don't know, the wheels kind of start to fall off. And if you were married at 25, now you're in your 40s, because that's where I'm headed now. So having that marriage counseling allowed me to sit down. And that's why I'm such a huge proponent for it. If you haven't got it, do it now anyway. You guys are happy and fun. Do it anyway, because it'll give you a chance to speak to each other in a way you can't create. And if there's some packet of questions or things that you can download and ask, like marriage counselor app or whatever, and there's like books that you can read, please do it. Please do it. The only reason why I say marriage counselor is so you have someone, a neutral party, to, you know, mediate through these questions, because just reading it off of a page of paper, one of you is just going to be mad and throw the book away or throw the paper away and say, I don't need this anymore. Or you'll burn it. So, you know, we see your real character and intent because you're Dracula or the devil, because you're toxic. But one thing we also got to remember, this witch hunt that toxic people are on, right? Or I should say, I flip it the other way. The witch hunt that we're on to find toxic people, please don't get too good at that. Please don't get too good at that. If that's all you want to find is who's toxic, that's all you're going to get. You're not going to find waterfalls and streams and rivers and oceans by constantly walking circles in the desert. That's not how this works. People have an amazing ability of finding what they're thinking about, of seeing what they're thinking about, and constantly being around what they're thinking about. So I want to think about millions and millions and having a great life and making more money and being able to buy 8 times my house and having a great time with my wife and my family and eating good and getting healthier and stronger and getting faster every year. How about that? Last but not least, for these relationships, are you surrounding yourself with what you want to be, right? I get it. Some of you all, your head is so high up in the clouds, you might think, I don't know, I need a Maserati or I need a $1 million mansion or whatever. Okay. But make sure you're taking the time to be around those people. And then don't get mad at the people around you when they don't want to go if you haven't built them up to that level. Like, yeah, you want to go, but if you've got people directly connected to you, like your spouse, your husband, your wife, your family, and you want them to go, it's time to start planting seeds and talking about where you're trying to go. You got to mention that along the way. Hey, y'all, I want to go stop over here and talk to these people. Or, hey, I want to go have lunch over here. Or, I'm thinking about joining this golf club. Wonder if you guys want to come with me. Let them know. When they make a clean chop and chop themselves out of the picture, they did that. Now you no longer have to worry about it. So, you can be right, but you can have the wrong delivery. So, all right, you all, I have more for you in the future, but I'm glad to be back, glad to be back, glad to be back, glad to be back. And yeah, that's it. That's all I got for now. I'll talk to y'all later.